Hi, and welcome to another episode of Sacktown Beat. I'm Cheryl Stewart, and every episode we introduce you to fun things to see and do, interesting things to check out, and basically another reason to celebrate the beauty and diversity of Sacramento. With me today is David Sauban. He is the founder and CEO of Wide Open Walls. Thank you for being on the show, David. I remember when I moved back to Sacramento earlier this year, I was immediately in love with all of the public art, all of the murals around town, which Wide Open Walls contributes to and is currently adding to as we speak.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. We have had an absolute blast with this project. It started 6 years ago as the Sacramento Mural Festival. This is our fifth year rebranding as Wide Open Walls, and we've got over 200 works of permanent art in Sacramento now.
Yeah, and some of these are just absolutely stunning. You've had some pretty famous artists work on murals right here in Sacramento that people can just go see for free.
Yeah, and let me tell you why there's famous artists that are working here. Because before I started this project, there was already 400 murals in Sacramento. There really was. But I don't think you or too many other people, if you were not in the art world, had any recognition of them whatsoever. And I've always been an art guy. Parents in the gallery world, always traveled and looked at museums and have just collected art books and collected art for a long time, and had never really been exposed to the street art world. And when I was, it was like, well, where is that in Sacramento? And I started to do some research, and it looked like it was everywhere, but nobody knew anything about it. And sort of my mission at that point was like, how do I raise some money and figure this out to get recognition to this great art that the local artists are doing? And in order to do that, we had to bring in some international superstars to do it because they attract a ton of attention. And ever since that first year, we've had a pretty good balance between about half of local artists, some of them never ever painting a wall before, and that balance with other artists that have been doing it for a living forever. And it's worked out pretty well.
Take me back before Wide Open Walls, before the Sacramento Mural Festival. What was the genesis of all of this public art around town? How did that get started?
Walking my dog with my ex-wife in an alley, looking at, there's a cool mural. Wouldn't it be great if this whole alley was covered? And she looked at me like I was nuts. And I go, but I know how to do this. I know how to raise money. I can go ask people. And I know a lot of artists. And the idea was just born.
Wow. And then from that idea to reality, how long did that take? And what steps did you take to start attracting these artists to create these beautiful pieces here in Sacramento?
Well, from the idea, it took a couple of years. We were going to do it the next year, and we ran into some challenges with them. We did not have a nonprofit. So I reached out to the Sacramento Arts Commission. They had a nonprofit arm that was willing to help. They had a bigger priority that year, and that was the Jeff Koons sculpture. So I assisted on working with that project. And then from then on, they agreed to help finance and help work on this project. So it was 2 years from the idea to actually putting paint on walls. The first year, the Sacramento Mural Festival did about 11 projects. The next year, we, as our own entity, as Wide Open Walls, we did 44 murals.
Wow. And this year, there's what, 60?
I haven't stopped to count. We literally had, I think, 92 artists come in. They all received a small stipend and a small wall, and they were free to paint whatever they want. A lot of that was on cannabis buildings and big warehouses and alley walls. They weren't necessarily recognized as the full paid sanctioned office, Wide Open Walls artists, who have much bigger walls, and they're sanctioned and they're completely supported. We had 32 of those artists participate this year. I think when we add it up, we'll probably be close to 90 works of art created this year.
That's amazing. How do the walls get chosen?
Well, you know, a lot of people reach out. One thing that's a little bit different than our festival versus a lot of other festivals around the world is we ask the landlords to have a little skin in the game. If they volunteer a wall and we paint it, and whether they like it or somebody else doesn't like it or they get influenced, then, you know, then the bottom line is it might not last. Our goal is to create these lasting works of art so we can create the world's greatest outdoor art gallery. So when they have a little skin in the game, they usually help choose the artist. They have a final approval on that design. and the work stays forever. And there is no such thing as forever in the street art world. I mean, there's an 18-story Johnny Cash by Shepard Fairey, one of the most famous murals in the entire country, if not the world. And, you know, the owner of that hotel could change and they could decide that they don't like Johnny Cash's politics or something, and the mural could be whitewashed. So everything is temporary in the outdoor art world, but we do our very, very best to pick the right wall, the right landlord, and the right artist, and the right message for the neighborhood so it stays forever.
Speaking of that Johnny Cash mural, I see it every day. It's on my way to work, and I love it. It's one of the reasons I chose the Midtown neighborhood that I did. What is the story behind that one, and why did Shepard Fairey choose to paint Johnny?
Well, you know what? He did a project of five images of a very famous photographer that all made it into a series of work that he did called American Civics. And this was one of those five images. And if you look at that wall, you could just see Johnny Cash. But if you studied that wall and you looked at the messaging that was in there, and the message about prison reform and corporate prisons and all the other things that are in there, it's not just an image of Johnny Cash. It's a lot more. Shepard Fairey doesn't do non-political work. So, you know, it was a bit of a challenge. You know, I've got a conservative ownership of a hotel. They're concerned about the image that's on there, but it was all approved in advance, right? Mm-hmm. And it's still a little bit questionable. But most people, I would say, just see Johnny Cash and just have a big old smile on their face. And that's just okay, too. It really, really is. But a lot of artists paint. They all paint with passion, right? But some of them are, whether it's politically motivated, environmentally motivated, whatever motivates them, a lot of them try to put that messaging into their art. And I think that's what makes this entire project so interesting.
Oh, absolutely. It's back to that Johnny Cash mural. It took me a couple of months of seeing it every day before I saw Public Enemy in there as well, which was such a nice, like, I was like, yeah, right on. It was a nice surprise the day I discovered that.
For you, get out of your car or make a right on 16th Street and go in the alley and look at the piece of art by Howe and Nozum, the German twins that painted on the other side of the hotel. It faces towards the new convention center facing north, and you've got an 8-story parking garage. It's called Mother Earth. These two twins painted it. And I've sat in front of it for 20 minutes, 10 times, and I still am getting new messaging out of that mural. It is an incredible piece of art that's very political in nature.
I'm absolutely going to be checking that out. Yep. Another one of my favorites is not as large in scope, but it is a nice nod to the movie Lady Bird, which, of course, the whole movie was a love letter to Sacramento. So I think it's so appropriate that.
That one's got a great story. Do you got a minute?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. I got to tell you that story. So Maren Conrad, the artist that painted that, her and I have been friends forever. And we gave her very first mural, which was the koi fish across from the spaghetti factory on the tracks on the Mars building. The story about that was the wall was offered to somebody else at the time who didn't want to do it because it was too big. And I told her about the wall and she'd never done it before. And she's like, no, I want that wall. I want the biggest wall in Sacramento. And until this year, that 21,000 square foot wall, that's an entire city block, was the largest mural in Sacramento. Anyway, I knew I had the right artist. She has been painting all over the country, all over the world ever since. She's been a full-time muralist, thrilled with the opportunity. We were so happy to work with her initially and have had the opportunity to work with her again. So the Lady Bird came up with the idea. It's 2 days before the Academy Awards. There's obviously a lot of talk about this award. Is it going to win everything? It's such a great love letter to Sacramento. I think she and a bunch of friends were at the premiere when Greta was in town. They grew up with friends of mine. I never met her back then, but friends of mine were very good friends of hers. And I just had an idea. It just popped in my head. It's like, well, when she wins the Academy Award, she's going to come to Sacramento. We got to have a mural, right? And literally, I think if it was not, I think 2 days before, 2 days before we had the idea, I called, I got some, a little bit of financing from Steve Hansen, the city council person, a little bit from the Visit Sacramento group with Mike Testa. I called Maren and goes, what can we do in a day? And she's like, well, I can get you an image in an hour. but I've got another job and it looks like it's going to rain. And I go, we got to figure it out. It's the Academy Awards. You're going to get all over radio and TV. We got to get this thing done. She's going to come visit the site. And she's like, okay. And she was literally projecting at night in between the rain. She got about three quarters of it done before the Academy Awards. And after the awards ceremony, I can't tell you the media attention that it got. And she was out there just finishing. And we were like, nothing ever happened. Like the whole thing was planned for a month.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. And I love the randomness of these, you know, amazing works of art. And then like that one in particular, it's like in a rental car lot. Or the other day I was out walking and there's a hotel in Midtown. I think it's what Residence Inn. And I'm just walking by and there's this gorgeous field of poppies, like in where people pull their cars in to check in. And I just love that element of discovery. Anytime you get out on foot, running or walking the city or trying a restaurant, there is something to be discovered every time.
There's just like a treasure map out there, isn't there? The field of poppies is something. So we did the project for Residence Inn the first year was the Howell Nazem piece that we discussed. And the next one was the Shepherd Ferry. And in that same year, they're like, oh my God, this is the hotel for Wide Open Walls. What are we going to do with the lobby? And they were all into the poppies. And Anthony Padilla, local painter, Kinetic Ideas, says, I can do that. So we hooked the two of them up together. And it was a commercial project that we basically did together. So besides all the stuff that we do as a nonprofit and the big festival every year, I spend the rest of my time working with different landlords, different buildings, different commercial entities to basically bring art to their properties.
Yeah. And I love that in so many of them, there are nods to California. There's, you know, a couple with bears and scenery in California. And it's just so varied, which, you know, I feel like is appropriate for especially a community like Sacramento that is so diverse and so colorful. I mean, there's people from all over the world here. And I love that the murals here not only capture the different elements of the culture in Sacramento, but also different facets of California.
You know, what's interesting about that, too, and it's a really, really good thing that you pointed that out. There are a lot of local artists that would absolutely incorporate that in there because they're proud of their town and they're proud of the region. But it's amazing. Almost every international artist that we bring in from all over the world, they study this location. Axel Voigt and his crew did one of the most amazing pieces ever on 7th and H. And they literally spent 3 days researching in the libraries to figure out what is this collage they're going to put together. Lauren YS this year had this very erotic, amazing design she was going to paint on Fee Drive off of 160 across from Costco. She found out about the area and the history of the Chinese and the railroad, and she spent 2 days redoing her drawing and decided to do the ode to the Chinese workers on the railroad that's out there. And whether it's Pixel Poncho on J Street doing his ode to California, or the bear that you might have noticed that Mateus Balion from Portugal did on the RT building, they all want to put a little bit of Sacramento and a little bit of California into their creations, which makes it, you know, even cooler for us, right? We've got these international artists that are coming in and they want to get along with everybody else and they want to do their very best work at the same time.
Yeah, there was one of the new ones for this year I just saw earlier this week at 14th and C, the firefighters, the tribute to the Sacramento firefighters that helped in the wake of 9/11. Can you elaborate on that one?
Oh, what a special project. Yeah, there's a photographer by the name of Martha Cooper, and she is the most famous photographer in the world. Henry Chalet and Jim Preloff were the other two that have been documenting the street art, the world of graffiti and bebop dancing for the last 45 years. We've had her as a guest here in Sacramento before. We invited her to come and photograph Wide Open Walls again this year and asked her to do a gallery exhibit. And instead of doing... She decided that she's from New York. She's going to be gone on 9/11. She had to do a Remembering 9/11 event. So we communicated with her and the gallery owner about what would be appropriate. There was a perfect wall out there and asked what artist that she wanted to work with. And she picked a group of artists that are probably most famous around the country for doing these types of walls, remembrance walls. And they've done dozens of them about 9/11 throughout New York and all over the world. So Tat's crew, two of their three members, a gentleman by the name of Nicer and BG183, old G graffiti guys from back in the, oh, way back days. They came out, they worked with the fire department. There was, I mean, it, sometimes there was 20 or 30 firefighters that were out there and giving them input. And one of the most brilliant things about this wall is, I mean, the number 343 is on that wall. What is that? Number 343 engine is the number of firefighters that lost their life just that time during the event. And the wall was complete. The wall was done, and they're doing the last minute photographs. And all of a sudden, Nicer, one of the artists, gets up on the lift and he paints the smoke coming out of the Twin Towers, and all of us basically just bawled.
Yeah, it's an emotional piece. It really is.
I'm bawling right now. Thank God this is just an audio recording, because you see me tearing up right now.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
we
one
could...
thing that's kind of, Cheryl, I'm sorry to interrupt. That's just one thing that I think is just kind of amazing about street art. Whether it's Lady Bird being able to react in 24 hours, or whether it's remembering some things like this. We also worked with the NAACP and did a memory wall for Stefan Clark. It's on Improv Valley between 7th and 8th and I and H. And it's 4 stories tall. It says, "Remember Zoe." And it's an area where there's been a lot of Black Lives Matter protests that have started there and ended there. Many celebrations of his life have started and ended there. And it's just something that was kind of the right thing to do. So one of the things that's beautiful about street art is how quickly we can react to different things and what kind of messaging we can put on walls. But when it comes right down to it, it's about just putting more beautiful art for people to walk into. You don't need to go to a museum. You don't need to go to a gallery. Not that I'm discouraging that, because that's how I grew up, was lots of galleries and lots of museums. But it makes art accessible to everybody. No limitations whatsoever.
Absolutely. And you never know who you're going to inspire, a whole new generation of artists seeing it.
That's the coolest part, too. I mean, I've got kids that are out there. I want to do that. I want to do that. And we have artists that are painting for us that are high school art teachers. Rigo, he saw, 4 or 5 years old, somebody painting a building, and that's what he ended up doing. And now he makes a profession out of it, along with artists that get to do it too. When you talk about being accessible to everybody, there's another little story, and it has to do with homeless people, the homeless population in Sacramento. And one of the artists, I sent a picture, Mabel Vincentive, did something on the back of the Avis building at 12th and ABCDE. And there was quite a mess that was left for the homeless behind, both on the wall in front of it. And I sent a picture to her, and her response was, I said, we cleaned it up. And she goes, "Well, at least I had a beautiful place to sleep." Mm. Right? They had a beautiful place to sleep with a beautiful image above their head. Their bedrooms didn't look like my bedroom and your bedroom or her bedroom, but she was very sympathetic to the fact that, hey, I made a beautiful wall and a beautiful place for them to sleep between the trees. So there you go, right?
Yeah, that is beautiful. For someone who is new to this, what is your recommendation for seeing and experiencing wide open walls and all the public art we have here in Sacramento?
Well, the first thing I would do is follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You can see everything from the events that are happening, art as it happens, and all the final videos and all the final photos that are out there. But if you want to go out and tour yourself, jump on the website, wideopenwalls.com. There's an amazing map. I think it's probably the best one out there as far as any mural festivals. You can read a bio information about every single artist. If you want to tour just this year's or any of the murals over the last 5 years, you just plug it into the map. You sort by artist, you can sort by area, you can plug it in and it'll make a map for you, or you can create your own and you can print a PDF. I think we got a pretty good mobile app thanks to Position Interactive, my partners on that website. They've done something pretty special for us.
That's fantastic. I can't wait to get out and discover all of the new entries this year. When will they all be finished?
When will they all be finished? It's a really good story. I mean, officially the dates for Wide Open Walls are September 9th through 19th. I had artists that were just about done by the 9th, and I have artists that are starting, today. So it might be through the 24th or 25th. But thanks to our partners, Colas is our big partner and our big sponsors, and they are absolutely amazing. They've made it possible for the artist to basically paint a little before the festival, a little bit after. By the end of September, everything should be done.
Looking forward to seeing them all. One last question that you probably can't answer. Your favorite so far?
So I could do this in categories, right? I could probably give you a favorite local. I could give you a favorite international. I could give you a favorite, but if I have enough categories that I'm going to basically cover and a favorite year and a favorite season and a favorite theme, I'm going to cover just about half of them. Okay. Just so you know, I mean, for some reasons, Johnny Cash is my favorite. For other reasons, Pixel Ponto. It might be Rafael Delgado's Bear. It could be Rafael's Madonna Unchild at 555 Capitol. I mean, this year it could be Lauren Y.S. It might be Cosona on our art gallery. I mean, there's so many different favorites for so many different reasons. You guys just got to check out the website, check out the Instagram. You will find favorites. You're not going to like anything because I will never admit that I don't like everything, but I don't think anybody likes every single image, but there's so many images to choose from. You're going to have just a ball walking around checking it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my favorite things about Sacramento. Thank you for doing Wide Open Walls, and thank you for taking the time to talk to us today about it.
Thank you, Cheryl.
If you want to find out more about Wide Open Walls, see some of the past works of art and where you can find them in Sacramento, you can access that interactive map that David referenced at wideopenwalls.com. Make sure you get out and enjoy it. It's definitely one of the things that makes Sacramento unique.